It's In Round Podcast, podcast number 283, and this is Sticky Teeth by Pow Pig. Teeth by Pow Pig. It's from a cassette which is out on Art for Blind, which is a DIY record label and distro based in Sligo, Ireland, which is probably not how you pronounce it. The EP is called Denture Adventure. Like I say, it's a cassette. You can get it for €5. If you go to artforblind.bandcamp.com, you can get it there. I think you can also get it from the Pow Pig website, our Bandcamp site as well, but I don't have the links to that right now, so it came out a couple of weeks ago on cassette, but I think it was out on their Bandcamp page like last year sometime. But anyway, that's Sticky Teeth, which I love, and the EP is great as well. You should get a hold of that. How are you doing? Welcome to the podcast. It's podcast number 283, something like that. Oh dear. So last week, after I recorded the podcast, I think I recorded the podcast, didn't I? And I was feeling a bit grim, and then I had like horrible flu for 2 days, and I was in bed and felt really bad. I'm all right now. I lasted about 3 days. I had a temperature and everything. It was awful. It felt pretty grim. So it was a good job I recorded the podcast when I did, because I could feel it. I could feel illness creeping up on me, and managed to get the podcast done, and then crawled off to bed, and then, like I say, didn't really come out of the bed for a couple of days. Felt pretty grim. Now I feel okay, and it's just as well, actually, because this week is Edinburgh, the half-term holidays for the school, which I totally forgot about, so it's mostly been Edinburgh Man Jr. craziness over the last week, so that's been fun. He's obsessed. I mean, he's been obsessed with Pokemon for ages, but foolishly, I introduced him to Pokemon on my old Game Boy, and he's just gone down a rabbit hole now, or a Pokemon hole, or I don't know, something like that. So he's upset. He got a bit upset, actually, because he played it for about 2 hours and then forgot to save it, so that was a bit of a disaster. It didn't save his leveled up or evolved Pokemon or something, I don't know, something like that. But that's the obsession this week for the February break. They've only just been back for like a month and a half, not even that. Like 5 weeks or something, they've been back at school and they're off for a week. So anyway, it's almost over, the week's almost over, so I've just about coped. On today's podcast as well, last year when I did the, tell you what, I'll play another track and then I'll explain. This is Super Inuit from Edinburgh, and this is a great new track which came out last month actually, but I'm a bit slack sometimes. This is Tessellate. That's Super Inuit, which is Brian Pecora and Fern Morris. Brian produced this podcast, or at least rather the Fresh Air version of this podcast when we did that on Edinburgh Student Radio. Or rather, it was actually Edinburgh Festival Radio in the Student Radio station headquarter. Studio, that's the word. It was too complicated for me, really, to figure out. I couldn't do it on my own, although in the end I did actually do one or two shows on my own, didn't I? But Brian... I was a saviour when we first did them, because there was no way I could figure out what all those knobs and stuff worked. And I think at the end it was a bit of a disaster. I turned up with loads of vinyl and only one of the decks worked. So we had to just somehow do the show with just one deck. It was fun. Anyway, that's Super Inuit, which is Brian's band, and they're wonderful. And like I say, that's called Tessellate. It came out a couple of weeks ago. He's got a new track which comes out towards the end of the month, which I shall... maybe playing the podcast later on there. But you can get it if you go to superinuit.bandcamp.com. It's like it's named after the track by, is it Holy Fuck or something like that, isn't it? Anyway, that's because I couldn't be bothered to spell it out, so I should probably have given you a swear warning before I start this podcast. But it's too late now. Hope you didn't listen to it in the car with small children. It's all gone horribly wrong. Last year when, I can't remember what the reasoning was, but I dug into the depths of archive.org, specifically the Live Music Archive, and waded through what's mostly concerts by the Grateful Dead and other hippie bands, to try and pull out some interesting ones. And I think I played like about 4 or 5 tracks from sets by Elliott Smith, and I think Mountain Goats, and I can't remember who else. Mogwai, did we do Mogwai? Those are about the best things that are on there. There's also some stuff, there's some Death Cab for Cutie, Explosions in the Sky, and some of that stuff on there that's quite interesting. Some Jeff Lewis, but not that many Jeff Lewis. Yeah, but then there's a lot of nonsense in there that you have to wade through to get it. I'm currently obsessed with the Free Music Archive in particular, a section of the Free Music Archive that's curated by WFMU. If you don't know about WFMU, do a Google for them, and you'll end up going down a rabbit hole of craziness. But they have got a load of gigs that they've put on at Monty Hall over the years, and then they've curated a load of live sets. This is on Free Music Archive at freemusicarchive.org. All the stuff is released under a Creative Commons license, which is great, which means you can, if you do a podcast that's released under a Creative Commons license, you can play stuff from there, which is what we're going to do right now. I thought, I really enjoyed it when I played that set by Elliott Smith, and I just listened to the set over and over again. And a few people pinged tweets and stuff at me to say that they really enjoyed it too. So, what the hell, because I love Waxahachie so much, I'm going to play 4 or 5 tracks, I think, by Waxahachie. This was from a gig that was around about this time last year, 30th of March 2017, live at Monty Hall, just because Waxahachie are brilliant. I'm going to play the first 5 tracks, I think, from that gig. You can go and get the rest of the gig, like I say, at Free Music Archive, but there'll be links as ever at edinburghman.com. Look up the show notes for podcast number 283, and in there you will find a direct link to this gig. I tell you what, I'll make a little tiny URL after I've played it, so it's easy for you to get to if you can't be bothered looking at my website, because why would you? Anyway, here's some tracks from Waxahachie, just because.
Tell me what yell in my face, but you finally hear me say that I walk. I'm walking away. I watch myself fade and fade. I lay down next to you for 3 years, shedding my skin, dreaming about the potential, the person I could have been. I left home with nothing. I left home with nothing. I left home with nothing.
Swan dive to the hard asphalt.
Red forest. We'll burn down every tree. Live out a dream. We'll be alone. This grave is our home and we're free. And you'll never cut me as deep. We'll garnish a home, but my blood is mine.
Five tracks in a row from Waxahachie live at Monty Hall on the 3rd of March 2017. Oh, absolutely wonderful. I played Chapel of Pines, which is a Great Thunder track. Great Thunder I played in the podcast before. You should go and look up Great Thunder if you don't want to know any more about them. Then what did I play? Hang on a second, I've lost my links here. Then I played Fade. And then it was Swan Dive, then Tangled Envisioning, and then Waiting. Waxahachie, of course, it's Katie Crutchfield, and she does loads of great stuff. I had a great album out last year, which if you haven't listened to, you should get a hold of that as well. In fact, you can't go wrong with anything that she's done. But like I say, that whole gig is at Free Music Archive, and I made a tiny URL for it, so go to tinyurl.com/wax17, tinyurl.com/wax17, and that'll take you to the link for that whole concert, which you can download. All at like 320 kilobits per second or something. It all sounds great anyway. That was about half of it. There's another six, I think, tracks to go after that, which you should listen to if you want to. I'm going to dig deep into the Free Music Archive maybe over the coming weeks and see if there's some other interesting gigs in there that you might want to listen to and not play on the show just for the hell of it. Two more tracks to go. This is Surf Harp from the album Mr. Big Picture. This is D.I. Sig.
Now
a Surf Harp from the album Mr. Big Picture, and D.I. Sig. I know nothing about them. In fact, I played that website straight from their Bandcamp page. It's the only track he can play off there, or at least it's the only track off that album, which this is, it comes out on the 23rd of February. Go to surfharp.bandcamp.com. Like I say, from Baltimore, don't know anything else. Got a few gigs coming up if you are in the Baltimore area. But if you go to surfharp.bandcamp.com, you get more information there. The when the album is out, it's going to be $8 and digital, and then there's going to be a vinyl of 14. I don't know what the rest of it's like. The rest of it might be not very good at all, but I like that track. So I felt like playing it on the podcast. One more track to go. I can't, over the last few years, as I've been putting this podcast together, I've noticed a wild and crazy amount of indie pop, like proper just full-on indie pop from Indonesia. I guess there's a massive big indie pop scene, or at least there's some sort of indie pop scene in Jakarta. Either that or it's like the same few people who have got like a few bands that do jingly jangly indie pop. These are the Peonies. The track I'm going to play is Thin Holidays, and it's on Nanaba Records. There's only three A's. Nanaba Records, which sounds like a word that Thing 2 could probably say. He says night night and banana both in exactly the same way, which is nana, which kind of doubles up for both phrases. I suppose he is only like 18 months old, so we should give him a pass on that. Anyway, this is the Peonies and the Thin Holidays. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. You didn't get much of me in this, did you? Because you mostly got Katie Crutchfield and Waxahachie and some other stuff. But I am recovering from a horrible bout of the flu, so hopefully I'll be 100% next week. Either that, or the small children will have brought some more illness into the house and it'll just be a disaster. I think we'll be okay, though. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you next time.